Intervju Radija Študent.
In lepo pozdravljeni v Ereš intervjuju, v katerem pred nocojšnjim nastopom gostimo praški češko-slovaški duo Zafer 9, Zafer 9, oziroma le eno izmed njegovih članic, torej z nami je Helena. Zafer 9 duo označen kot edini zares čisti hyperpop act slovaške digicore scene, čeprav sta iz Prage. Junija sta pri slovaški založbi Weltschmerzen izdala prvo dolgometražno plato Motherload, predtem pa sta pridno koncertirala po slovaškem in češkem svojo debitansko izdajo Milk EP, ki je izšel leta 2023. Letos sta že bila v Ljubljani na Mentu, danes pa bosta nastopila v Channel Zero na Metelkovi v sklopu serialke Štrom, kolektiva Nimaš izbere. Z vami sem Urban, za reglerji je Bugi in z mano v studiju je Helena. Hello, very nice to have you here and welcome back to Ljubljana.
Thank you for having me, thanks.
The first question is gonna be very basic, so how did you especially first start making music, start doing music, and then how did you team up with Victor, who is unfortunately today not here with us, but he will be in Channel Zero later, to perform with you? How did you become like involved with him, and then how did you form the duo and stuff?
When it comes to my personal life and making music, I cannot really say, because I've been always playing some instrument and I've been in a choir and stuff like that. And then I discovered Ableton when I don't know, around like 2019 or something like that. And since then, I really just stuck to it. I just love how freeing it feels. You know, just making electronic music, and it also gives you a lot of power to work with your voice as well and use all the cool effects and stuff like that. And I met Victor a few years ago when we were supposed to be DJing at the same event, and somehow it happened that we are connected through, you know, the stuff that we are playing, through just liking the same tracks and songs. And then we discovered that we both actually produce, and we just really clicked somehow. Yeah, that's it, basically. We just clicked, and I feel like I really felt like Victor knows how to do the stuff that I have no clue how they are made, especially beats. I'm really well with melody and I understand like musical theory and stuff a bit. And I can do like all the vocals and I play the piano, and that's what Victor was looking for. So that's how we connected somehow.
Okay, yeah. Cool. But you said to me earlier that you lived now for eight years in Prague, yeah. And Victor is from Bratislava or Slovakia?
Košice, actually. Košice,
aha, okay.
Yeah.
But he was involved with the Bratislava scene, or how did you guys, since you're from different countries?
Yeah, we met in Prague, and we've been just making music throughout this whole time, you know, being quite far apart. So we are just sending each other like lots of files. It causes a lot of problems as well. And then sometimes we meet up, of course, and that's when we are most creative. But yeah, that's how it happened, basically.
So you're not situated in the same city at all?
No, uh-huh. We've never been, actually.
Okay.
Never happened.
That's interesting.
It is.
I thought you were both in Prague.
No, not at all.
Uh-huh,
like, sometimes we have like little meetings that last like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it.
And how do you rehearse for gigs? We meet up, or
we meet up usually like a few days before,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we do it. But we are very like, I think, synchronized by now, and also because it's all like electronic music, and we don't really incorporate any live instrument yet. We would love to in the future. That makes it much more easier for us.
And how did the? When did you like hook up? When did you start making music? Like 20. 23 was the first EP.
Oh yeah, 2022, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Just like 6 months before the first EP. It mm-hmm. was really quick. The first EP came after like just 3 months of working together, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did you like also back then, were you focused on live stuff, or did you just make music and then you had
just
the
like
EP?
We would just like have like so much material from both of our like solo work already. Mm-hmm. And we just combined tons of it, and tons of stuff didn't make it on EP, and it just got lost somewhere on the way. And yeah, it was just like distilled somehow. And we actually spent a lot of time together, actually in Prague. We booked a studio and stuff to do the first EP, and that's how we do it when you actually wanna like release new music. Yeah.
But I think your duo is still really connected to the digicore scene of Bratislava. Also through like Weltschmerzen, the label where you released both your EP and now your debut album. So I guess that kind of comes through Viktor.
I don't know, actually. We just spent a lot of time there. Like in the past, we've been playing in Bratislava many, many times, maybe more than in Prague. And so I also met bunch of these people, but I also am kind of grateful that I met some people in Prague that have big influence on me. So I don't feel like I admire people in Bratislava and what they're doing, like some of the musicians like Kodiki and Fulcrum and people like that, but I don't really feel like I'm part of it, because Bratislava is not my place to be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you like Prague more?
I wouldn't say I like Prague more. I'm just more comfortable there because I just know it more.
Yeah. In some sense, also I would say stylistically, you're really diverging from Bratislava scene. Although you're saying that you're not so deeply involved in it, so I guess I would ask you about the stylistic choices, or how did the style come about? Since, like, in the intro I said in Slovenian, so mm-hmm. I don't know if you got it.
A bit.
But, like, somebody said that your duo, Zafir 9, is, like, the only pure hyperpop coming out of, like, digicore scene from Bratislava. Oh. So you're, like, really... I mean, you're also incorporating a lot of witch house and stuff like that, and I, you know, just where... Where did you kind of get these inspirations? Yeah. Maybe what were you listening to, or what you're still listening to? What is like your inspiration?
Yeah, actually, I think the last album is not hyperpop at all. The EP was for sure, and it was also the time when I don't know, like we've been like so influenced by Sophie, you know, and these like big names. And it is true that we, for example, left like Kodiki's stuff, this like person in Bratislava, and he's making like really great glitchcore. And then I don't know. I like hyperpop because, as far as I understand it, it takes some pop aspects and it like overdoes them so much that they become almost disturbing. And I just like this disturbing part of it. So maybe we took a bit out of that and we are still like, I would say like glitchcore influenced. But now we are more leaning towards like metal influences and like old witch houses as well. And it's much more like screaming raw voice over like very over auto-tuned voice, you know, and stuff like that. So we are much more leaning now towards this like raw, noisy, distorted sound.
Okay. So, yeah. And like which house, where did you come into contact with that?
I've been what? On internet. I don't know. Yeah, I would say that's like more my influence into Zafir, because I've been like this goth kid though. And then I discovered Crystal Castles and Crimes and I don't know, Easter and bands like that.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love when I was like 15, you know. It was this like 2012 internet and YouTube algorithm worked really well for me. And I just loved it. I love how it has this, usually it's like, it has like a lot of female energy, but it's so different from what you can what you can encounter in on like pop scene, you know. It's very like mm-hmm. angry, very like dirty, super anti clean girl aesthetic, which I like.
Then I would ask like the difference, I guess, between the EP and now this album. Well, what would you say like the stylistic difference? I mean, you already said the stylistic differences, what they are, but like, did the process change anyhow? Like, did it form in something new? Like, because the sound is really okay. The first one you said was more hyper pop. Now it's more metal influenced, I guess.
It was more glitchy. Now it's like much more raw and like
And how like I think it's like it's not that it doesn't have that youthful naivete emotional like expression. It's like a little bit more structured. I think it's like maybe you found your sound, or like you kind of managed to take it to a next level. I mean, how do you see the difference between the first EP and now this album?
So from my perspective, because I'm doing most of the vocals, so from my perspective, what changed a lot are the vocals, actually. Because I'm now much more confident just singing without any autotune, without any effects. As I said, I was in a choir, but I kind of lost it, you know, this like ability to really sing in this like almost like, you know, sing live. I kind of lost it, and now I'm trying to find it again, and I became much more confident just screaming and singing out loud without any effects on, or just like very like minimal effects on. So yeah, that's it from my perspective, and that's what made it a bit more, I would say, darker. Mm-hmm. And a bit more structured, because the first album, it has a lot of vocals, especially like Incised, which is like the I would say like most famous track of ours, but they are more like incorporated in the music, and we still are like that. I feel like it's not like rappy or poppy, and the vocal is not like put on top of the instrumental, but now the vocal part is much more leading. Mm-hmm. So that's how I see it changes. And then of course, I don't know, like the world changed, you know. I feel like this hyperpop 2020 era is kind of gone now. Mm-hmm. So we went away as well. We stepped away from it as well, because I just don't feel it matches today's world anymore.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. what's kind of next? What's the next? Do you think it's like this what you're doing, or is this like just trying to go into your own direction, or are you trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, or you're trying to I forgot the word in English, like to see in the future what's gonna be the most
Like
what's gonna be the next hyperpop?
I don't really care about what's gonna be the next hyperpop. Like, I don't even see ourselves as like hyperpop anymore. So it's funny that someone said it, which I don't mind. But
because of the EP.
Oh yeah, sure, sure.
Regarding that, because it was before you.
But
released
I feel like even that back then, like there were many more people doing like pure hyperpop back then in Czech Republic. So, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't know. Lately, we've been going we really wanted to incorporate a lot of like this like Slavic folk singing, which is already part of the Mordolod LP. There are some parts that incorporate that, but yeah. So now we are much more leaning away from this like whole glitchy post-internet era towards like romanticized witchy aesthetics, I would say, which I feel like is kind of important in today's world, because I feel like it kind of offers a bit of escapism. I don't think it's necessarily bad to do that.
So. Yeah. Also, you mentioned earlier that you would like to incorporate live instruments in the arrangements. Did I catch that right?
Yeah.
Which kinds of, like, electric guitars or like...
Actually, I think neither of us know how to play guitar. Unfortunately, even though it would be super cool. So maybe one day, or we maybe will find a guitarist. I don't know. If anyone is interested, let me know. So I used to play drums for quite some time. So I would love to do that. Or maybe like some live keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I play the piano. I've been playing the piano, but I'm stagnating a bit actually.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just played piano or piano and drums? You
piano and that, drums, yeah.
But you've incorporated live drums in your live acts, didn't you?
No, actually, no? I don't.
I think I saw that somewhere. You used some drums.
I have like this ongoing idea about using like this huge drum that's used during like football matches.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I know which one. Yeah.
And I have it. I bought it, and it sits in my studio. But it's so heavy and it's so big that I cannot really travel with it anywhere. So I didn't think it through. I think.
We probably have the same culture of like ultras and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, probably, so yeah.
Yeah.
But I just like very, you know, like I like this idea of like screaming at the crowd and like making them, you know, feel stuff and stuff like that. So.
What about the vuvuzelas? You know, the horns.
Oh, that would be cool as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll give it a thought.
And some weird effects or something.
Sure.
That would maybe. We'll see. Maybe explain to us what you're gonna do tonight, where you're gonna play. Are you just gonna play the new album or the old?
I think Only Incest is still part of the whole live set, because it's just I love the song honestly, and it still fits well into this whole like aesthetic of ours. I don't know, but we actually I'm gonna be playing at least three, if I'm counting well, three tracks that haven't been released yet.
Mm.
So, and of course, like all the tracks from the new album.
So yeah. The three tracks are from the next one, or
yeah,
are they just singles?
No, they're not released. So. We are of course working on some new things, and it's also like things that didn't make it on the LP.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that is going to be included as well.
So it's not like purposefully
unreleased.
No, I mean like it's not. You're not already building something. It's like you're just doing stuff. And
oh, we are kind of.
Like,
we are, but we are kind of leading towards releasing all of the unreleased stuff. But you know, it takes time and energy,
yeah.
And we haven't found that yet. So.
Maybe like a post-album EP or something.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, so if you wanna add anything to the listeners or like anything at all.
Well, come to Channel Zero tonight, and thank you for having me. That's all.
Okay, I think that's it. Thanks for coming. Good luck at your gig tonight, and yeah, thanks again.
Thank you.
Say hi to Victor.
I will.
Too sad he's not here. Oh, I hope he's listening. Or something.
Is he
sleeping or something?
No, he's working in Brussels for the European Commission, so I think he's working hard.
And then he's coming. No,
we are
already here.
No, we are having a hybrid set. I'm like, I'm playing myself.
Ah, okay. Sick. I didn't know that.
But it doesn't change a thing. The live set's gonna be the same as always.
So you're like DJing.
No. I'm just like playing and singing at the same time.
Okay.
Victor is there spiritually.
Yeah. Well, should have brought a paper mache of Victor or something to stand there. Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you.
In to je bil, poslušali ste Ereš intervju z Zafer 9 oziroma s Heleno iz Zafer 9, praškega dua. Hyperpop oziroma, kot smo slišali v intervju, bolj ali manj ne hyperpop, zdaj smo bolj v metal in podobnih skrimo in glitchcore in podobnih vodah. Duo oziroma tokrat samo enojni nastop Helene se bo zgodil nocoj v Channel Zero, kjer na serijalki Štroma, kjer bodo poleg nastopili še Ribero, Takion, ki bo z live setom predstavljal svojo novo ploščo, ki izide konec meseca, Juš Kuš in Hit Dead 1992, I guess, 1992. Z vami sem bil Urban in za Reglari Boogie. To je bilo to. Hvala, čau.
Intervju Radija Študent.